This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. You can see him on YouTube, too. There he is, him, his nice smiling face, Aaron Perez of Punt Factory. Aaron, how you doing, man? Oh, hold on, Aaron. There we go. I got you now.
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Doing really good, man. Thanks for coming on. I will say Wendell Ferreira gets an A-plus for doing that great story in A to Z Sports and so forth. That's how I learned about you. I think that's how a lot of people learned about you and Punt Factory. And I'm always as a parent, I am a big believer in promoting things that can help other parents or other parents' kids get better at what they do and so forth. And this was a great piece on what you call the Punt Factory, and you can follow him on Twitter at the Punt Factory. So before we get into Daniel Whelan and that whole thing, talk about how this whole concept started and how you got involved.
Yeah. So I was a soccer player in high school and got asked to play football out in Covina, California, Charter Oak Chargers, really, really top small public school out there. And I met a guy called Chris Saylor back in 2001, who was a Bruin. Okay. Started working with him. And as a junior, I had, you know, 25, 30 Division I offers to punt, and I chose UCLA. Was there from 04 to 08 and still hold the unfortunate but awesome records of most punts and most punting yards in school history. And, you know, since that time, I worked alongside Chris. And, you know, we've developed punters all across the country. And now four of the boys are playing in the NFL, including Dan. And, you know, we run camps London, Seoul, Tokyo, and all over the country here. So it's been a great experience to kind of just chase your life's work and, you know, get to teach punters, you know, all over the world.
Can we rewind for a second? You said you played soccer in high school. So were you punting in high school too, or just playing soccer?
So I was just going to play soccer, and it's a long story, but a week before the first game of freshman year, I got asked to join the team. 3 weeks later, I got pulled up to varsity, and the rest was history.
Okay, then. All right. Well, that makes a lot more sense. So then what happened between college and the pros?
So I did do a little bit. I ended up signing with the Patriots for a month, and did some other camps, the Bills, the Dolphins, but, you know, I kind of think my pathway was to coach. So I spent my 20s coaching, and I ended up playing a little bit of professional soccer as well, going back to it. But, you know, been coaching, you know, pretty much full time since 2010.
So I should have had you on to talk about the Team USA men's soccer team after last night, but we won't do that. We'll stay in our lane and talk about football. I want to kind of get your thoughts on this. So, you know, where we are, we have, you know, these high school teams that have these teams, these feeder programs, they're starting like first, second grade, these kids that are coming up and so forth. And with all due respect to the people that are coaching, I don't feel like a lot of them are probably getting the best coaching in the whole wide world for punting. So like, what kind of tools do parents really have if that's something their kid likes one way or the other as they're coming up?
So, you know, it is hard. I mean, a lot of times what you'll have from like a grassroots level is a local, you know, high school or college kid that, you know, whether they started it to make a couple extra bucks in the off season or they just enjoy coaching, But you know, we have camps all over the country. You know, I run camps personally in Nashville, SoCal, NorCal, Seattle, Houston. You know, we've been down to Orlando, and now with the kicking industry, although it may seem small to the average person, I mean, there is a coach or a, you know, a resource that you can find pretty much anywhere. And they're usually just former college guys that, yeah, that are doing it because they love it.
Talking with Aaron Perez, owner of Punt Factory. Follow him on Twitter at The Punt Factory and find out more about that. Let's talk about the relationship with Daniel Whelan and how that came to be.
That's an awesome one. So Danny, he's from Ireland. He came over here at like, I think it was 13 or 14 with his mom, Anne, who's an absolute rock star. We met at a camp, actually at a Chris Saylor camp, and we realized that we lived pretty close.
Oh.
And so in the 11th grade, I started coaching him one-on-one, and we would train pretty much anytime he had an opportunity. He went to UC Davis and played for a really, really top coach, Dan Hawkins. And I had already had a guy called Colby Wadman that was punting before Dan that played in the NFL a little bit. And so between Dan and myself, we just kept him going, kept him motivated. And then as he got closer to the end of his career, you know, Ann started reaching out about what are the next steps. And I connected Dan with my former agent, who is Norm Chow's son, if you remember that.
Oh, name. Yeah, Norm Chow, offensive coordinator at USC.
He was at UCLA my senior year. We connected, yep. And Dan signed with Carter, and the rest is history. Carter's done an unbelievable job. He played with the Defenders, got an opportunity with Green Bay, and we've been, you know, we talk pretty often, but, you know, we've been working together ever since, man. So it's been quite some time now.
The Defenders, the XFL team, I'm guessing you're going to say yes to this, but is that experience, you know, even though you're not getting paid a ton of money, worth it for all these guys? They're giving it a go because obviously, you know, TV ratings aren't that of the NFL. They're not filling stadiums like the NFL is, but it is an avenue to still be seen, I would think, by most of these guys.
Absolutely, right? The hardest thing about the NFL is at this point, there really is no, you can't really go play in a competitive league somewhere like, let's say, the soccer system or minor league baseball.
Right, because they don't have a farm system, right?
Exactly. So if you get that one of the opportunities, if no one's watching, at least you have other coaches, such as NFL coaches, that can still watch that film with a live rush, with a helmet and pads, with a little bit of pressure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
And Danny really, you know, he smoked it there and put himself on a pedestal.
So now he gets to Green Bay, and now it's a whole new different set of circumstances, I would think, because UCLA, last time I checked, doesn't really get snow. XFL, that's in the spring, so you don't really have to worry about snow there. The cold weather that goes along with it, how was that adjustment?
Well, from a punting perspective and a kicking perspective, if you look at, you know, some of the more colder, you know, cold weather teams, a lot of times what you're looking at is you want a big dude, right? You want a big guy with a big leg that just from a physical perspective can match weather. So Danny's 6'5", 6'6", 200 and something pounds. He just naturally kicks things very hard. So I think from the perspective of, you know, a mindset, Danny's very, you know, relaxed, laid back. Obviously he takes his work very seriously, But he's a relaxed, very calm demeanor. You know, it comes from mom, comes from his background. But also the fact that he's 6'6", right? Force equals mass times acceleration. He kind of just has that perfect, combination of size, strength, and also just a mindset that, hey, it's cold, I'm still going to kick it hard, right? It's 100 degrees, I'm still going to do my job. And you can see he's improved every year since he's been there and learned to adapt to those weather conditions.
Aaron Perez, owner of Punt Factory. Follow him on Twitter, at the Punt Factory. Again, developing punters all over the world, as he said. Daniel Whelan happens to be one of the guys he's worked with since Whelan's been 11 years old. Talk about what the offseason looks like after they do their exit interviews. And then what is that process like with you and your coaches and Daniel Whelan until they get back to training camp?
Yeah, so, you know, there's a couple guys now that Dan will work with. There's a group of pros that train down in San Diego. And I know, you know, so, you know, his family was based out of, like, Laguna Beach for a couple years. So Dan would go back. We would work when I was living there. We'd work pretty often, pretty consistently. And then whenever I'm home, we'll work there. But there's a group of pro kickers and punters that will train down in San Diego. So basically these guys, you know, all the NFL guys, they'll take a couple weeks off, they'll go on vacation, they will be with their families. And then once it gets back to that, you know, within, I would say, you know, 6 to 8 weeks before mini camp, you know, OTAs, they'll get back in the gym, they'll get back out on the field, they'll start hitting balls. And really, you know, I know Dan got some feedback from his special teams coordinator this offseason about shortening his steps. At that level, usually it's just one or two things that they're going to really focus on. Maybe it's hitting a spot. Maybe it's direction. Maybe it's less touchbacks. Whatever that may be, he'll get those instructions from his coach. They're in constant communication. Then we'll take that and really work on the offseason on, okay, what are drills? What are patterns? What are things that we can tell ourselves to improve and be ready for, you know, competitions in the spring and then ultimately the NFL season?
I don't want you to name any names on this next question I'm going to give you, and I don't think you would anyhow, but I am just curious because – I've worked with former athletes before, and I've had former athletes tell me their positions coaches didn't know a damn thing about what they were coaching. Do you run into any situations where your punter, whoever it may be, or kicker comes back to you, says, hey, this is what coach wants, and you just start laughing and like, yeah, no, we're not doing that. We're going to do what I know makes you successful. Do you get any of that with any of the clients that you have?
Not really. I mean, listen, there's always at that level, you know, I think – most of those guys are proven enough where they're going to admit one of two things, or really one of one thing, right? I don't really know what, let's say, Dan or any of the other NFL guys, as long as you get the job done, that's all I care about. Here's what I want. I want the ball to the numbers, and I want you to get the ball off, you know, 1.2 seconds touch to toe. And that's it. And that's the only feedback. And at that level, a lot of times, from my experience, you know, the guys are just getting, as long as I hit these parameters, we're good. So, you know, not really anything super crazy because at the end of the day, it's a results-based business. Their job's relying on the punter doing well and the kicker doing well. So whatever those guys need to do, you know, they're going to allow them to do that.
Talking with Aaron Perez, owner of the Punt Factory, joining us here, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Fancy. Sparky Pfeiffer with you. What about the offseason as far as how many balls, you know, they kick, you know, per day once they get back into the regimen, like you said, after vacation? Because you hear basketball players, oh, we took 200 jump shots today and all that stuff. So how crazy does it get for a punter? Because if we're being honest, we have Mason Crosby on the air here, Packers all-time leading scorer, field goal kicker. He's on from 9 to 11 every day. And those guys always get accused of playing golf during training camp and not really being into it as much as everybody else. So what does an offseason look like for a punter?
You know, normally, you know, similar to a pitcher, they're going to have a pitch count, right? And if it's not given to them, it's going to be in their head. But you take a typical guy like Dan, you know, Dan's probably going to be, you know, training from a punting perspective. Let's say Tuesday, you know, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, or Monday, Wednesday, Friday. A lot of times it's going to be dependent on when he can get a snapper out with him, right? When he has a field availability. Because being out in California, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but finding an open turf field in the middle of the day is pretty hard to find.
Really? So,
they lock them up pretty good. But normally, starting out, it's maybe 2 to 3 days a week, just depending on how the leg's feeling. And normally, we're talking anywhere from probably 30 to 50 balls, probably averaging about 40, depending on what we're working on. And then as we get closer to training camp, you know, we may add a third or fourth day just to condition the leg to be kicking more often again. But I'd say anywhere around, you know, 40, 50 balls, situational workout, and then probably 2 to 4 days a week, depending on the year, time of the year.
What about strength training?
It's big. So these guys, a lot of them, you know, Danny will get a workout plan from Green Bay or, you know, whatever team they have.
Right.
Now, a lot of times when they're home, they're going to have a gym they work out that works with top level athletes that will also supplement. Right. But, you know, again, probably similar to what they do with the team, I'd say anywhere from 3 to 4 days a week, you know, just to make sure their body's staying healthy. And with the punters, it's a lot of it is, you know, mobility, agility, stretching and core work as well.
Yeah, you're not trying to bench press anybody at the end of the day, right? Aaron Perez, owner of the Punt Factory. Follow him on Twitter at the Punt Factory. I always like people go ahead and promote if they have their own business or whatever, so feel free.
Oh, I love what I do. And again, it's in terms of promoting, you know, I kind of let my guys be my resume, right? So right now, we've got Danny, we've got Ryan Wright at the Vikings, Jamie Gillen, the Scottish Hammer at the Giants, Jake Bailey at the Dolphins. You know, hundreds of guys in college, a bunch of high school kids across the country. But at the end of the day, I mean, those guys, if they do well, it reflects better on us. I just want them to have the greatest experience, man. And it's fun to watch them. I've got a 7-year-old boy that we watch on Saturday. And it's cool to see, you know, going from a FaceTime with the kid on a Wednesday to watching him play on TV. But no, we're very blessed and glad that these guys are living their dream, and may they continue to do so for a long time.
Follow him on Twitter at the Punt Factory. He is Aaron Perez. He works with Daniel Whelan in the offseason as well, has since he's been 11. How cool is that? Aaron, thanks so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, boss, very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.